In a world first, an Australian-led team of scientists has made a significant breakthrough in understanding a devastating disease affecting wheat crops. Wheat rust has re-emerged in recent years, causing huge crop losses in Africa and Europe, and raising global concern about food security. Now, researchers have developed a new DNA test that can quickly detect the disease and help farmers deal with the problem. Professor Robert Park from the University of Sydney is the research leader, and the findings will be published today in the journal Science. Congratulations, Professor Robert Park. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. Wonderful to be here.
Not everyone will know what wheat rust is. So what does it look like? How harmful is it?
Well, I think everyone would be familiar with what rust looks like on a car, for example. It looks pretty much the same on plants. That's why it's called rust. A rusty appearance, if you can see that on any plant, you've got rust.
Right. And how does it take hold in a crop of wheat?
Well, these rust pathogens are caused by fungi that have adapted parasitic mode of life. And what they actually do is in wet conditions, they can actually infect wheat. And alarmingly for us, what they do, they're very good at actually redirecting the sugars, the photosynthate that the plant produces. So normally that would end up in the seed. And of course, that's what we eat. These pathogens are really, really good at redirecting those sugars to support their own growth.
Right. So they basically crush the valuable bit of the wheat.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the case of the pathogen we've been working on, stem rust of wheat, it kills wheat. So in a very, very short period of time, you can go from having what looks like seemingly a healthy wheat crop to a twisted, tangled mess of stems.
So the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has said that the fungal disease that causes rust is, along with drought, the biggest challenge to wheat production. Why are we seeing a resurgence of the disease, do you think?
Yeah, look, there's probably three factors. We've been battling stem rust for many, many years. It goes back to, some of your listeners might know, of the Green Revolution. So the Green Revolution was very, very instrumental in developing high-yielding semi-dwarf wheats that had inbuilt genetic resistance to rust. And it was so effective that I think we sort of lost target of that threat. So we became a little bit apathetic. So that's one reason. Another reason is that we've got climate change occurring. So in places like Europe, stem rust has not been a problem for quite some time. It's now re-emerging. And I think the other reason, we're not too sure why this is, but in recent years we've seen the emergence of a number of very, very dangerous strains of this pathogen. And we're not sure why.
And so the rust is obviously adapting to new strains of wheat that are being developed as well. I think you've described it as an arms race.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the crux of what our research was targeting that's being published now in Science. It was an Australian-led research effort. I'm very proud of that. And we wanted to determine what the genetic basis of, what were the determinants deciding whether or not the rust could infect a wheat variety or whether it could not.
And so what have you found as a result of the research? I should point out that although you say it's an international research team led by Australia, the US is involved, the UK, and obviously CSIRO.
That's correct, yes. So University of Sydney and CSIRO here in Australia, we led this research and we were very fortunate to be able to draw in expertise from the US and Rothamsted. So it's a great example of cross-disciplinary research where we brought together complementary skills to crack, you know, an issue we've been working on now for at least 30 years.
It sort of sounds like trying to crack a code.
Well, it is. And I mean, DNA is in fact a code. And one of the crucial pieces of the jigsaw puzzle here being able to crack this code was the development of genome sequencing technology. So these are the technologies we now have at our disposal that allow us to decode the DNA in organisms.
So what does your discovery mean in terms of what it will allow farmers to do now? How does this tool work?
Yeah, so there are two major outcomes from this research. One is immediate. We now have a DNA test, a diagnostic test, where we can take a sample of stem rust from anywhere in the world and we can determine whether or not that isolate of rust can attack a particular wheat variety. Now, this is quite powerful. It took us 3 weeks in the past to do this. And these pathogens do a lot of damage in 3 weeks. We can now do this in 24 hours, and that then gives farmers the option of fungicidal intervention if necessary. So that's a big advance, and that's an immediate impact of our research. The other is a longer term objective, I suppose. We now have an entry point to help us understand how these pathogens hijack their host. How is it that they're diverting those all-important sugars away from the developing grains? to support their own growth.
Do you have to do localized testing for this stuff?
Well, we can test isolates of rust from anywhere in the world. The situation in Australia is, of course, we have very strict biosecurity laws, so I'm unable to bring living rust isolates into Australia for very, very good reason. But these tests can be actually done on dead rust isolates. So if there's a concern in the developing world, for example, someone can actually collect a sample, kill it, and send it to me, and I can run that test.
So what are the potential implications of this, given the threat that it poses to food security, particularly in the developing world?
Yeah, well, look, these, as we said earlier, these pathogens have certainly made a comeback, and stem rust, I would say, is probably the most damaging plant disease that we know of. Wheat is a really important crop. It provides 20% of our food, and in future, we're going to need a lot more of it. Growing population, we all hear that story. Mm. So what we need to do is to make sure that we get maximum yield per hectare. We don't want to cut down any more forest to produce wheat. We've done enough of that in the past. We need to stabilise and increase yield per unit area.
Do you know how much of the total crops that are grown globally are lost to things like this?
Well, look, the outbreaks of these diseases, they're very much like diseases in animals and human populations. They're episodic. But when they occur, they are very, very damaging. So I was in Ethiopia 3 years ago, and I saw an outbreak of this stem rust disease in wheat. It killed 40,000 hectares of wheat.
Yeah, right. One of the things that was intriguing in reading about this is the notion that there are other crops, things like bananas, for example, that face problems that destroy large swathes of them as well. And it obviously poses the question, could you apply these kind of techniques across other areas?
Well, we can, for sure. And look, if you look broadly at plant production, and don't forget that plants are the basis of all life, life on Earth, we are totally dependent upon plants. So if you look more broadly, it's been estimated that these diseases like stem rust of wheat, rob us of about 30% of our food every year. So if we could find the silver bullet, and that's why we're doing this research, and reduce the impact of these diseases, we are going to make a major contribution to food security.
Robert Park, it's always nice to have a bit of good news on the radio in the mornings.
Indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. You too.
Professor Robert Park holds the Judith and David Kofi Chair of Sustainable Agriculture, and he's the Director of Cereal Rust Research at the University of Sydney.